The government's current system for helping disabled veterans is broken, out of date, and ill-equipped to best care for the most frequent injuries of the current war. That's the scathing conclusion of a new report by a commission that was set up by Congress. More from NPR's Joseph Shapiro.
The idea for the Veterans Disability Benefits Commission came up 4 years ago. At the time, there was a bitter partisan fight in Congress. Democrats and veterans groups accused House Republican leaders of trying to slash payments to veterans. The commission was created as part of a compromise, but veterans groups were worried. They feared the panel was set up just to pave the way for budget cuts. So veterans applauded when they saw the final report, which was released today. Joe Violante is with Disabled American Veterans.
From where this commission originally started, we had some serious concerns about where this final report may end up, and a quick review of the executive summary kind of alleviates a lot of the concerns we have.
What changed was Iraq. 4 years ago, the war was new and generally not expected to last. Since then, tens of thousands of injured veterans have come home, and Americans have learned more about injuries like post-traumatic stress disorder. Earlier this year, Americans were angry to hear about problems faced by disabled veterans at the Army's Walter Reed Hospital in Washington. The new report doesn't call for cutting benefits. It wants to increase them by a lot.
We have asked that the Congress consider adding a quality of life benefit.
That's retired Army Lieutenant General James Terry Scott. He led the commission. The quality of life benefit would be an entirely new payment to disabled veterans.
It would be used to make up for the quality of life that the individual lost in the service of his country.
Current disability payments make up for a disabled veteran's estimated lost wages. The commission says they should get up to 25% extra pay right away beyond any lost income. General Scott.
I would not like to trade places with somebody who made three times as much money as I ever made, who was confined to a wheelchair because of a combat injury. And I don't think very many people I know would want to trade places with them. And so, you know, based on that, it's our belief that their quality of life is severely impaired.
Scott says the idea of a quality of life payment has been around for a long time.
I first noticed it in the Bradley Report.
That would be General Omar Bradley. And the 1956 Bradley Report. That's the last time there was such a broad review of veterans' payments. General Scott says the current system is badly in need of updating. His report puts an emphasis on the types of mental health injuries that are more common for veterans back from Afghanistan and Iraq.
Now, a missing limb, although no small matter, does not necessarily write you out of today's economy. But what does write you out of today's economy is a mental illness or what's known now as a TBI, traumatic brain injury.
The report calls for the Department of Veterans Affairs to reduce the long waits veterans now face to qualify for benefits. And it says the VA should be the sole agency to make disability ratings, instead of sharing that task with the Pentagon, which often gives lower benefits. This is the fifth panel to report on the veterans' benefits this year, but it's the most extensive. Now members of Congress must sort through the complex reports and decide how to pay for modernizing the system. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.